All right, guys. Right now, obviously, SoCalStudentSection.com. You see the podcast on that website as well as rankings. But our main thing is student sections, and we got one of them right now. One of the top student sections in SoCal is the Servite Asylum. We got Ryan Saltzman, Connor Buchanan, and Chris Morikawa. Guys, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Guys, obviously, I've been following you guys for the last couple of years, but it's had a fantastic showing during football season. Very unique stuff. Did a little tribute for Coach Troy Thomas. You guys think you guys went surfing? You guys went to the moon? And then you guys had several things going on in modern day. Obviously, going viral is not a unique thing for you guys. It tends to happen a lot. But who? I mean, what's the game plan for you guys every week coming up with these weird ideas?
Well, so as everyone knows, we don't have the numbers that public schools have. We have half their attendance. And so one of the ways we have a bigger impact is by thinking of creative themes. And it's every week having a group of seniors just coming up with ideas, anything they want to do, and doing it at halftime, doing it in between quarters.
Yeah, it's definitely a group effort. There's probably a group of about 20 seniors who, before we prep every week, for ideas of what we were going to do, in the Mardi Gras game, we had our friend Cade who just decided to maybe box during the match and have Mardi Gras lose for us. And it's just crazy ideas that come from a group of people that are really work hard.
Yeah, it's really cool with the group setting is when, you kind of start bouncing ideas off of each other and then continuing and it snowballs. And that's the kind of way that we like to roll, because with those ideas, it just blossoms into things that really nobody has ever seen before, kind of like the surfing this year, the landing on the moon, and also the Coach Troy Thomas team.
You guys do your homework. I know a couple of years ago, there's a player named Zach Jarvis. I think that's his name. It was one of the Jarvis brothers, but you guys I'm sure it was us, the guys before you, found a photo of him at the beach and just went after him. I mean, how deep do you guys go in on research on the opponents?
I know a lot of our friends are friends with the modern day people, and so they usually get their information from them, and then we use that as a basis, and then we go probably even deeper with YouTube and other accounts, but
it's definitely tricky though.
Yeah.
We try to be as respectful as possible. We work with our administration. We don't want to go and
cross that line.
Yeah. Cross line of going into people's personal lives. But at the same time, we like to have fun. With the Olu game, we have a good running joke with Dr. Potter and his son. We always chant for him. It's just stuff like that, that we always keep it lighthearted.
Absolutely. You guys have behaved yourselves. I know there was a situation years ago, but I mean, you see student sections kind of push it too far. Maybe just one or two students go a little over the line and makes everybody else look bad. Is there something you guys tell your student sections to just be smart? Because, one bad idea from one student and it just makes everybody look bad.
Yeah. Definitely students come up with chants that we think are inappropriate and we don't want to do. And it's just mutual respect between us and them, and asking them just don't do that. It's not the image we want for our school, and we have a good control over what our student section says.
During football season, I know you guys have always been in the top every year as one of the best, but Villa Park was up there this year, Los Al. How tough was it to figure out there's other student sections out there and then they got the vote? Obviously you guys have said, it's kind of tough when you got public schools and they're large numbers against you guys.
Yeah, it's just, we can never get the numbers that they do. So if we can be more creative in every way than they are, then we've done our job. We can only ask for so many kids to show up. And of course, in the end, we won't be as big as their student section, but we'll make more noise.
And another thing is we don't have girls at our school. And so it's also a plus and a downside. We don't have the numbers that they do, but we do have just the guys. So we don't have to worry too much about other people getting hurt. So it's more just we use our energy that, like, we feed off each other's energy, and we try to get our team and our the crowd as well into the game.
You know, you guys obviously control the student section every game. Is it tough? I know that Servite had a pretty good showing in December, but is it tough when they have to face, you know, Orange Lutheran, Santa Margarita, Bosco, Mater Dei, and Jay Serra? And, you know, I mean, I know Coach Morris and the guys work their tails off, but is it tough when you have to face one of the top guns every week?
Yeah. So when we played Olu, they're definitely a way more deep team than we are. We're a young team. Yeah, we go to their gym. We make noise. We give life to our team. And at halftime, I believe it's 34-31 Olu, and we were right in that going through the third quarter. And it's that kind of impact that we strive to make.
Yeah, I really don't think that, you know, whatever team we're playing each week, we don't really care. We're just there to support our brothers through thick and thin, win or loss. I think that's what is really a really special thing about the Asylum, just because a lot of the schools kind of, when they're losing by a lot, they'll just leave. But as you saw in the Mater Dei game this week, that was absolutely not the case. We kept our numbers and we kept it through the long haul.
Exactly. That's what's more impressive, is that you see some student sections that their team's down by 20 or 30. They get quiet, they get uninterested, they leave, and you guys are still killing it out there.
This Mater Dei game, they had twice as many people as us. They were up by maybe 30 points, I think. Yet we were the ones making noise, and they were silent. And that just summarizes the whole night.
Is that something you tell the student section, like, hey, you know what, this is one of the toughest leagues in the country, you know, don't give up? Like, do you kind of cheer them up, like, hey, we got to keep the noise from start to finish, despite, you know, the tough, we have, you know, we're in one of the toughest leagues in the country?
Yeah, it's interesting, because, and I don't feel like we really communicate that, because everyone just kind of knows that we're there for our brothers. And it's also more like, we know we might get beat by these teams, but, like, why not make it the most fun we've had at our, like, Servite experience? It's more like, why make this, like, a bad experience when we can make it a really fun and interesting experience, rather than get hung up about getting beat by really good teams? Just make it our own and have a great experience.
Now, you guys sometimes tend to run into some student sections that want to battle. I know that Canyon a couple years ago used to battle with you guys, and you run into Orange Lutheran, and I'm sure Bosco's gonna have a good showing. Has there been a student section where you think, man, like they brought their A game? I mean, I'm not saying that they did better than you guys, but you're saying, man, they brought it.
We've definitely had some competition. In my experience, I think every time we battled another student section, I believe we've came on top. Despite what the score of the game is, we can't control that, but we can control us making more noise than they do.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, because, you know, some of the games where we've had the best student section is when we're playing teams with decent student sections as well. That just fuels us, fuels our, you know, our drive and stuff like that. And I think it's really fun having two student sections battle it out at a close game as well. And that really fuels both sides to try and bring their A game.
Yeah. When we played Mater Dei in football, they were ranked number one in the nation at the time. And we were the ones who came out on top as student section of the week, even though we didn't score a single point. That's how dedicated our brothers are to sticking through the whole game.
You know, you talk about brotherhood, and obviously, if anyone follows Servite, they know that the brotherhood's really deep at Servite. You know, I had friends that went to Servite, and the brother was pretty close there. You know, talk about the whole credo thing, brotherhood. I know if you know, there was a couple of years ago where the student section didn't show up to a game, and I found out after the game, you know, unfortunately, a student had passed, and the student section just went to go be with that family and be together as a brother, as, you know, one family.
Yeah, absolutely. Similar situation this year. Our student body president, his mom died of breast cancer, and we actually took the day off of school just because administration knew that there was going to be so many people in attendance at their funeral. And that's just something that shows really how special Servite is. The brotherhood runs really deep. It's something really special. Same thing a couple of years back, somebody died, was hit by a drunk driver walking across the sidewalk. And, you know, at that funeral, there was just years and years of alumni and students at that funeral. And it's just crazy to see how close everybody is and how thick the brotherhood runs.
You know, guys, I want to thank you guys for being on. And, you know, by the time this recording is on, you guys will see it on OC Varsity. You guys were the student section of the week. It really wasn't close, guys. I picked the finalists, and I just kind of said, all right, Servite wins there. You know, Fryer said that he picked you guys as well, so I just kind of went with it. SoCal section is the Twitter handle. Go out there and vote for the Asylum. They're there with the Damon Pitt, St. Augustine, Saints Pitt, and Thousand Oaks Green Hole. And you guys have a big lead there, so hopefully you guys have another article coming from our website. But, guys, thanks a lot for being here. Congratulations on being student section of the week for OC Varsity. And hopefully we have you guys number one by the end of the basketball season.
Yeah, thank you. And Wednesday night, we got a big game against Jay Sarah at Servite. And Jonathan Camus is coming out. And if you want to see another legendary game for our student section, make it out there.
That should be a good one. And, yeah, and you know, you guys should handle that. Should be the your team should be up there with Jay Sarah the whole time. And you know, I know Camus was once a one-day member of the Asylum, so that'd be great. Yeah. For to see him again. All right, guys, thanks a lot, take care.
Yeah, thank you too.
All right, guys, that's our show. I want to thank Coach Reichenberg, Cameron Daschel, Jaden Overstreet, Sam Howlin of the La Habra Highlanders, as well as Ryan Saltzman, Connor Buchanan, and Chris Morikawa, the student section members of the Servite Asylum. Next week, we got Coach Derek Mitchell and his Cypress Centurions. They're going to be on the show. Unconfirmed, we're going to have the Los Alamitos Los Locos, and we might talk some all-star football with Dan the Man Albano, as well as possibly having Michael Huntley on the show. But guys, follow all our podcasts. That's at SoCalStudentSections.com. Go ahead and vote for the SoCal Student Section of the Week on the Twitter page. It's SoCal Sections. We have four of the top student sections of California. And go ahead and give us a follow on the website and on Twitter, as well as Facebook. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys on the Hardwood. Take care.